Hello, so nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
You look so stunning. Let me describe
Thank
your look.
You.
Also, sie hat so einen roten Overall an quasi und der sieht aber sehr plakativ auch so aus. So ein bisschen so feuerwehrmäßig und so ganz tolle Plateauschuhe. Also, you look so amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
That's so nice.
Are you into fashion?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love clothes. I love all things fashion. I love actually the shopping here in Berlin too.
Have you been shopping?
Yeah, it's one of the better countries to shop in and places
Thank
to shop.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Where do you like to shop here?
Ooh, actually I found, I don't remember the name of it. I went shopping and I found this like random store and it had like all this like men's oversized clothing. I bought my boyfriend a bunch of stuff. And it was like all handmade in Germany. It was like a German company and I can't remember the name of it.
Oh.
But
okay.
Honestly, anywhere. You guys have all the stores here and all the places. It's so great.
Thank you so much. Also, sie liebt es hier in Deutschland auch shoppen zu gehen und hat hier auch einige coole Spots schon gefunden, wo man auch so Handmade-Sachen aus Deutschland kaufen kann. Ich muss mir gleich nochmal verraten lassen, wo genau. Sie weiß es nicht mehr. Hat keine Erinnerung mehr, wie der Shop hieß, aber ich bin sehr gespannt. So, let's start with the concert. How was it? How was your show?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I saw so many like familiar faces from fans that had been to my shows last year.
Oh.
And everyone had signs and it was so cute.
Did you have a special moment?
Ooh, well, one fan of mine had been DMing me all day and I knew she was here, but she had a sign that said Lauren Palooza instead of Lollapalooza.
Oh.
Which I thought was so cute and I haven't seen her in so long, so it's really cool to see her.
Also sie hat ihren Auftritt sehr genossen. Sie stand auf der Bühne und hat so auch in bekannte Gesichter geblickt, die sie überall auf der Welt irgendwie sieht, also Fans, die mit ihr durch die ganze Welt reisen und auf einem Schild stand Lauren Palooza, also so eine Anspielung auf Lollapalooza. That's really cute.
Yeah, it's
cute.
Cute
fans. I read that you loved to sing karaoke when you were a child.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite tracks?
I used to love, it was any Adele song I would sing when
Adele.
I was a kid. I love Someone Like You. When I was a kid, I sang Rolling in the Deep a lot, which is cool because I sing it in my show set now for the Mirror Tour. But anything Adele was my go-to.
Wow, Adele, that's a heavy one, right?
Yeah.
Also sie hat als Kind immer ganz viel Karaoke gesungen, sehr gerne. Unter anderem dann auch Adele-Songs, was ich sehr heftig finde, weil das so das Schwierigste ist. Und ich habe gedacht, wir könnten sie alle noch ein bisschen besser kennenlernen und spielen ein kleines Spiel mit ihr. I thought that we could play a little game to know you a little bit better. Just finish the sentences, okay? When I'm home, I love to...
Watch movies with my boyfriend.
Which kind of movies?
Any. I just love being around my boyfriend. And laying on the couch and doing nothing. Yeah.
It's a romantic move.
Yeah. Or just like, I just love doing nothing. You know, it's so go, go, go. So laying with my favorite person and doing nothing is great.
Oh, that's so cute. The thing I am most afraid of is?
Ooh. The thing I'm most afraid of? People in my life dying. I'm really scared. I watch too many sad movies.
Okay.
I think, and everyone dies in a movie or a show. I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
and that's
it.
Like a death every episode. And I'm so scared that like everyone in my life is just going to get in like a fatal car accident. That's my biggest fear in life.
Okay, also sie hat gerade schon erzählt, sie liebt es zu Hause einfach mit ihrem Freund Zeit zu verbringen, nichts zu machen und Filme zu gucken. Sie guckt alles. Und als ich sie gefragt habe, wovor sie am meisten Angst hat, meinte sie gerade ja, dass Leute aus ihrer Umgebung, aus dem Umfeld sterben, weil in den Filmen bei Grey's Anatomy zum Beispiel auch immer alle sterben. Okay, next one. The dumbest thing I've ever bought.
I'm a big shopper, like on Amazon too. So I feel like I buy stuff all the time.
You could be my best friend.
Yeah,
honestly.
I'm like, when I get back to my house, it was like 40 packages and everything was like $5. Like it's all just really silly things. I don't even, I feel like I'm the type of person who likes to validate my purchases.
Uh-huh.
So everyone else will say it's dumb, but I have a reason for why I've bought everything because I'm a hoarder. So I feel like I haven't bought anything dumb. Everything I buy is, there's a reason to buy it.
You need that.
I need it. I do. It's not a want, it's a need.
Okay. Also sie hat gerade erzählt, sie kann nicht ohne ihre Schlafpillen schlafen und dass sie eigentlich noch nie was Dummes gekauft hat. Denn sie ist so ein totaler Shopper, liebt alles, kauft auch ganz viel günstige Sachen. Aber sie braucht wirklich alles. Also she needs everything. One thing I would love to be better at is?
I'd love to be a better dancer. I can dance like basic dance, but like, you know, the Tate McRae's of the world, like she did dance for years. She's a phenomenal dancer. Sabrina Carpenter has really amazing, like, stage presence. I'd love to be a better dancer.
Okay. And last one, I don't like to eat.
I don't like to eat salad. Yeah, I know. I don't like lettuce.
I do feel that.
Yeah.
I do feel that. Also, sie mag auch keinen Salat essen und hat gerade nochmal erzählt, sie würde gerne besser im Tanzen sein, was ich gar nicht gedacht hätte. Okay, thank you so much for being here. And I would like to play your song Fingers Crossed.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind it?
Oh, yeah, there is. I wrote Fingers Crossed, actually, after I met my current boyfriend and kind of realizing that the person that I was with before had treated me worse than I thought he did.
Was it toxic?
Yeah, it was so toxic, and I was, like, angry and kind of just coming to the realization of all the things that he had done and said to me and all the problems that there were. And so I went into the studio and I wrote Fingers Crossed.
Okay, so sie hat gerade nochmal erzählt, dass Fingers Crossed ja, über eine Ex-Beziehung handelt und dass sie da sehr schlimm behandelt wurde, toxische Beziehung. Dann hat sie ihren neuen Partner kennengelernt und hat auch nochmal gesagt, ey, Red Flag ist auf jeden Fall, wenn man gegaslightet wird und wenn man nicht das Gefühl hat, dass man sich dann besser mit der anderen Person fühlt. Lauren Spencer Smith, it was such a pleasure meeting you. Thank you
yes.
so much. And now let's listen to your song.
Thank you so much. It's Fritz.